viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, let there be light. And there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before. Through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint.
A critique of movies with religious themes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program, Viewpoints, the movie critique program on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program, and Brother Yasser and Sayyid Abdullah, my guest speakers. Brother Yasser, salam alaikum, and welcome to the program.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Always a pleasure to be with you, Brother Muhammad Javad.
My pleasure to have you. And Sayyid Abdullah, salam alaikum to you too.
Wa alaikum salam, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. We have come again, actually together, to criticize another movie with a religious and a spiritual theme. And one of those movies that we decided actually to criticize in this episode and hopefully in the upcoming episodes is called The Invisibles. It was produced in 2024, directed by Andrew Curry. Well, featuring Tim Blake Nelson, Lucy Liu, Bruce Greenwood, and Gretchen Mol, to just name a few. IMDb gave this movie 5.8 out of 10, while 49% of Google users liked this movie. In the midst of a crumbling marriage and career, Charlie, the protagonist or major character in this movie, starts to disappear, literally. As he fades from this world, he discovers a world of invisibles, invisible people, who have disappeared just like him. Charlie fights to get back to his wife and a new start. Before we move on, actually, with our program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on RIB English Radio, and with my guest speakers, Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Yasser, let's take a listen to a short part of this movie or a trailer of this movie, The Invisibles, produced in 2024, directed by Andrew Curry. And then we get back and continue our program and our critique of this movie. Stay tuned.
Hey, you okay?
You're sweating.
I've taken to working out in my sleep, saves time.
Don't forget we have therapy today at 10:30.
She wants us to talk about the room.
I know, I'll be there.
Good luck today.
I love you.
Love you.
Whoa! What the hell?
Sorry, man, I didn't see you there.
Hannah, something's happening. I'm coming to you now. Hannah! Hannah, please! What the hell is going on? Am I dead?
You're not actually dead. That's just my sense of humor, you know?
Welcome back to the program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Yasser, my guest speakers, helping me criticize the movie The Invisibles that we haven't finished the critique of, in fact, in the last session. This movie was produced in 2024 and directed by Andrew Curry. Sayyid Abdullah, let me start this episode with you. How do emerging generations in the movie, especially I'm talking about the invisible people, right, view the traditional religious beliefs? How do they look at the religions?
Again, like we've been saying in the last episodes, there's really not a religious theme to it, rather than To say the least, it's psychological in its nature. The movie is trying to deal with that psychology of the mind or the people. I think Brother Yasser also mentioned this, that sometimes people get stuck in their own worlds, that they forget themselves and they get forgotten by other people. So, and sometimes when we go through traumas, and which we trying to seek a bit of validation for ourselves, and we don't find it in the people that are around us, we try to figure out that somewhere else.
Mm.
And you're trying to go with people that who are like-minded or who have the same traumas as you. Then, you know, people like, some of the characters, he was trying to push them to go back. And some of them, they didn't even think it was possible to go back. Some of them didn't even want to go back altogether. Nah, I'm more than happy here. So, like I said, so this is like a psychological state,
yes,
rather than a religious state.
But sometimes when traumas happen to some people or few people, you know, they actually take it very seriously, and they put the blame on several other factors, one of them being God, you know?
Yeah, so God is always to blame, obviously, because this whole movie started because of God. Thank you, God,
yes,
for giving us this great movie. So obviously God was to blame because he took the life of his son.
Yes.
Now, they did not make it that very clear or point the fingers at God, but subconsciously, they make you feel that because the loss that happened is through an accident that managed to kill his kid, which obviously God caused it.
Yes.
So then you have that problem. So when you have traumas that deal with God, obviously is very sensitive to navigate.
Mm.
And sometimes people themselves, they don't know how to navigate it. Likely, like for us in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always, like, he kind of prepares us mentally for what's to happen. Like, okay, so you're going to die, you're going to have this, you're going to have that, so be prepared. Nabluwannahum, Allah says, we will try them with, and he gives you a whole list. Jur, khawf, this, death. Literally, God gives you an entire list of things that you're going to be faced with. So mentally, you're prepared for it. So when trauma comes, you can handle it much, much easier. Where people in the West who do not have faith, do not have religion, they struggle. And a lot of them commit suicide. A lot of them end up drinking alcohol, taking drugs, or what have you.
Yes.
Because they don't have a coping mechanism when it comes to their traumas. So in this movie, we can see that there were different people from different walks of life. You have the young ones there. Yes. You have the old ones.
Exactly.
And especially the young ones, when they have no mentoring, then they get lost. So, for example, that kid that was in love, he was a young kid, right? Mm. He was in love with her, but he wasn't seen because he did not make himself seen.
Yes.
The lady would serve him every day. She would laugh with him every day. But he did not have the courage to speak to her.
Mm-hmm.
So when this guy convinced him, look, dude, just say hello to her. Mm-hmm. See what happens. Like, just move, take the first step. And he did, and then he was noticed, right?
Yes.
So sometimes it's just when you don't have the right faith behind you, then you need someone to walk you through it, especially with the new generation.
Exactly. I wanted to ask you, Brother Yasser, a quite relevant question here. You know, if you pick up the line like where Sayyid Abdullah left, like, you know, religion gives you that kind of self-mechanism or let's say a kind of, whether you call it self-defensive mechanism or a self-protective mechanism, you know, that somehow guides you all the way and walks you through, for example, such tests and traumas and everything like that, you know. And if you don't have the faith, or if you have, God forbid, crises of faith, then how would you be able to cope it? Can psychology help us here?
So one of the issues is, first of all, that we need to understand that, and this is an issue as well, that we should not see religion as separate from trauma or trial and error as separate from religion, but rather trial and tribulations and test are part and parcel of religion.
Mm.
It's not that, oh, I have religious faith, therefore something from outside religion is coming. No, this is not what we mean by this. And that these trials and tribulations and these things that affect us are all because of religion. Is not just a set, it is a worldview. That my worldview of having belief in the divine, to whatever level I may have, encompasses that I have to know that whatever happens in my life is meant for me to happen, and I have to deal with it as I have been told to do so. It's all part and parcel of it. It's not something separate from it. So that's the first thing about religion. It's not, I have religion and then the child. No, it's not that. They are not two separate entities or two separate, as I say, concepts. No. Trial and tribulation is encompassed within religion.
Yes, I see.
And religion itself, because it is going to trial you, is going to give you the means about how to deal with these things. It's not just a placebo. It is real.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It is a real, fundamental, ontological manner of living your life.
I see.
Whatever. So now, keep that in mind and understanding, okay, the whole discussion of what is insan, what is man, and so on and so forth, which is another discussion altogether. Psychology itself is not going to help you do that. It will give you coping mechanisms. So now you see trial and tribulation is one thing. Psychology is something else.
Yes.
It's not like a religious worldview. These are two separate things that you are living your life. Here's a copy. Here's a band-aid for you. Here's a bandage. Go put it on. Hopefully it will help you.
No.
Yeah.
The drugs.
Yeah.
Drugs. Basically,
yeah. No. Yeah. Drugs. Yeah, exactly.
Drugs. They say drown your sorrows.
Yeah, basically,
just
drown your
drugs
sorrows.
Drugs on the set.
Yeah.
So it's like, for example, if someone can't afford to get medicine, what do? They go to local drugs. They go to, hard drugs, like in terms of, they get on the street. Alcoholism.
Industrial.
Whatever you want to call it. Alcoholism. They'll find something on the street. Just something to, as they say, null the pain. So they say, right? Dull the pain, right? I don't want to feel anything anymore.
Mm.
But it makes it worse because when that thing wears off, it comes gushing to you again, right?
It comes gushing to you again.
This makes no difference to you. And imagine now, so when these things come rushing back to you, and you say, okay, I did this. What is the only thing I have left to do?
Mm.
And God protect all of us from suicide.
Yeah.
That's all I think I have left.
Exactly.
I have nothing else to have to do.
Yeah.
I have tried everything else. Nothing's working.
Mm. Thank you very much, Bradley Yasser. Let's take a short break by listening to a part of our trailer of the movie The Invisibles, produced in 2024, directed by Andrew Curie. And when we get back after the break, we continue our program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. Stay tuned.
I just want to know why I'm here.
By tomorrow, you'll forget that place. It's just like they forget us.
What do you mean they forget us?
It just happens.
Oscar.
Hi, Dad.
You think about what you have right now. You think about what you could lose.
I can't believe he hasn't even texted.
I would text if I weren't in another freaking dimension.
Welcome back to the program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio with me, Mohammad Jawad Hossein, this program, and Sadat Abdullah and Bradley Yasser, my guest speakers, helping me criticize the movie The Invisibles, produced in 2024, directed by Andrew Curie. Well, Sadat Abdullah, let's talk about hope as one of the major themes of not only this movie, but the other things. And it's also related to the previous question that I asked you too, and also Brother Yasser, you know. And what's the role of the hope? What role does it play actually in our lives?
Look, hope is extremely important because it keeps you going. Now, for example, even as a Muslim, as a devoted Muslim, if I don't have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will compensate me for my pain, will compensate me for my efforts, will compensate me for the things that I do for this life, then I have no purpose to live. So losing hope, or as we call despair, it's the most major sin in Islam. So, for example, this man that was worshipping in the Kaaba, and he was crying, and he's like, oh God, I know you're going to forgive me. And the imam comes and is like, dude, what did you do?
Yeah.
Like, what sin could you do that? He's like, what you're doing right now is a bigger sin than losing, having despair. So having hope is essential for me to do anything. A lot of things we do subconsciously, they are initiated and they are motivated by hope. For example, I go to work and I work every day because I am in the hope that I'm going to get paid by the end of the week. So hope is vital for the survival of humanity. Otherwise, we end up killing ourselves.
Yes. Thank you very much. Brother Yasser, as a last question, what is the or what overall message about faith and spirituality does this movie convey?
So I think the movie shows that don't give up.
Yes.
One of the things that if you want a way to get back, I think just to kind of draw out a conclusion from it is that if you want a way to get back and into a normal kind of system, there is always hope and there's always a way back. And it's up to you to actually strive and to find that all pain, can be dealt with. Okay, this movie doesn't really show how.
Yes.
But all pain can be dealt with, and trauma and forgetting are actually good things. Acceptance is a good thing. Accept what happened.
Yes.
And move on.
Yes, exactly. Thank you very much. That's a very nice note, actually, to end this episode of Viewpoints, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio with. in which we try to criticize the movie or wrap up critique of the movie The Invisibles, produced in 2024, directed by Andrew Curie. Thank you very much for listening to us. And until another show in which we try to criticize another movie with a religious or a spiritual theme, I will bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Why can't you just be happy with what you have?
So I guess we're invisibles now?
I guess we are.